Welcome back to Protest Anthems, the podcast about all things music, social justice, and protest. In this episode, we'll listen to Julia discuss Frank Ocean's Chanel and the context in which it was made culturally, socially, and personally.
On March 10th of 2017, during the second episode of his radio show, Frank Ocean premiered his new single, Chanel. He proceeded to play Chanel on a loop for the following hour, including slight variations and one added verse by A$AP Rocky.
I got pretty like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel.
Ocean's male partner seems to have feminine features, but also a history of performative masculinity in the form of fighting. Frank compares this duality to the Chanel logo, which is comprised of two C's facing opposite directions. Frank could also be highlighting his attraction to both men and women, using the Chanel logo to represent a different duality in his life, and as a symbol of bisexuality. To top it all off, the last lyric sounds like C on both sides like Chanel, as if he's just describing the Chanel logo.
Women laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld.
Frank Ocean held a listening party for his album Channel Orange in 2012, which raised questions from those around him about many lyrics that were addressed to a male lover. After the listening party, on July 3rd, Frank Ocean wrote a two-paragraph letter to his fans on Tumblr, opening up about his sexuality and attractions. This is a condensed version of that letter. What I'm about to post is for anyone who cares to read. It was intended to fill a thank yous section in my album credits, but with all the rumors going around, I figured it'd be good to clarify. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I'm starting to think we're a lot alike. Human beings spinning on blackness. All wanting to be seen, touched, heard, paid attention to. In the last 3 years, I've screamed at my creator, screamed at the clouds in the sky for some explanation. 4 summers ago, I met somebody. I was 19 years old, he was too. We spent that summer and the summer after together, every day almost. And on the days we were together, time would glide. Most of the day I'd see him and his smile. I'd hear his conversation and his silence until it was time to sleep. Sleep I would often share with him. By the time I realized I was in love, it was malignant. It was hopeless. There was no escaping, no negotiating with the feeling. No choice. It was my first love. It changed my life. Back then, my mind would wander to the women I'd been with, the ones I cared for, and thought I was in love with. I reminisced about the sentimental songs I enjoyed when I was a teenager, the ones I played when I experienced a girlfriend for the first time. I realized they were written in a language I did not yet speak. I realized too much, too quickly. I sat there and told my friend how I felt. I wept as the words left my mouth. I grieved for them, knowing I could never take them back myself. He patted my back. He said kind things. He did his best, but he wouldn't admit the same. He had to go back inside soon. It was late, and his girlfriend was waiting for him upstairs. He wouldn't tell the truth about his feelings for me for another 3 years. I felt like I'd only imagine reciprocity for years. I struggled to master myself and my emotions. I wasn't always successful. By now, I've written 2 albums, this being the second. I wrote to keep myself busy and sane. I wanted to create worlds that were rosier than mine. I tried to channel overwhelming emotions. I'm surprised at how far all of it has taken me. I don't know what happens now, and that's all right. I don't have any secrets I need kept anymore. There's probably some small shit still, but you know what I mean. I was never alone, as much as it felt like it. I've never had more respect for life and living than I have right now. To my mother, you raised me strong. I know I'm only brave because you were first, so thank you, all of you, for everything good. I feel like a free man. If I listen closely, I can hear the sky falling too. Signed, Frank. 3 years later, same-sex marriage was legalized in the United States.
From the bench, there is a right to marriage equality. I repeat, speaking to you from the steps of the Supreme Court, there is a right to marriage equality.
Chanel's first verse continues with,
Police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat a nigga like he 12.
12 is a popular slang term for the police. And Ocean is saying here that even though he is a critically acclaimed artist, the police are still talking to him and treating him as if he were only 12 years old, highlighting that fame is not a remedy to social profiling. There is also speculation that this line is an allusion to Tamir Rice, who was 12 years old when he was shot by the police in 2014 because they mistook his airsoft gun for a real firearm. In June of 2016, a 29-year-old man entered the LGBTQ+ nightclub, Pulse, with a rifle and a pistol, killing 49 people and wounding 53. This attack became the deadliest incident in the history of violence against LGBTQ+ people in the United States, and the deadliest terrorist attack in the U.S. since 9/11. Outside of the Pulse shooting, more than 1,000 LGBTQ+ lives were lost to incidents of hate violence from 2015 to 2016. A few months later, Moonlight, written by Terrell McCraney and Barry Jenkins, follows the life of Gay Chiron in Miami and the mental, emotional, and physical abuse he receives. Moonlight tackles the inner diversity and turmoil that comes with being a Black gay man. Barry Jenkins dives further into what this means.
You know, I just want people to maybe through these characters understand how the world can affect some of these kids who grew up in this community like Terrell and I did, you know, and how it can sort of like promote the idea of performing this version of masculinity that isn't truly who these men are, you know, and sometimes can lead you to become something that you aren't necessarily.
15 lines down, still in the first verse, Frank says, straight acting is when a person attracted to the same gender does not act according to the stereotypical mannerisms expected of their sexuality. Ocean re-emphasizes his feminine gay lover putting up a front of hyper-masculinity, and Frank is the only person who can see the other side. Frank wants his partner to turn out, or open up, and embrace their sexuality. Frank's social critiques come from his personal experiences, but are relatable for many people, especially the younger generations who are learning who they are and how to accept who they are. Frank Ocean, in many ways, is a voice and simultaneous role model for many people struggling with their identity and relationships.
I see both sides like you know. I see both sides like you know. My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed.